Cable TV, credit cards, pest control, it doesn't really matter what the offer is. Robert just likes finding it in his mailbox.
It feels really good, too, just to be able to walk up to the door and reach your hand in the mailbox. If it's just junk mail, it makes you feel good.
It's been easily 8 years since Robert had a mailbox of his own. The barn, where he slept last month, didn't have one, nor the park bench. Robert's in his 50s, and until recently lived on the streets of Charlotte. A criminal offense from a long-ago barroom brawl has made getting a job difficult. Disabilities and depression make keeping one even tougher. Now, though, he has a private two-bedroom apartment, paid for by a generous donor to the Urban Ministry Center.
Yeah, two locks.
As Robert unlocks the door to his fully furnished apartment in North Charlotte, Kathy Izzard of the Urban Ministry Center explains why it makes sense to give him a home first and then focus on his other issues.
When you're asking someone to work on an addiction, a lot of these programs in town, if you want to get in, you have to provide clean urine, you have to be sober on your own, or you have to do some steps in order to qualify for these programs. That's nearly impossible when you're freezing under a bridge every night. By the same token, people say, oh, why don't these people just get jobs? Well, as Robert was saying, if you're trying to show up for a job interview and you haven't bathed, no one's going to hire you.
I feel a whole lot better now since I'm here in this place, a stable place, and I can keep up with my health and take baths more regularly.
So, not to get too personal here, but how often are you bathing and showering these days?
Twice a day.
Two times a day?
Yeah, in the morning.
A little more than a lot of other people.
Yeah, in the morning and at night. This right here is, this is a bedroom here. Actually, the first night I slept in the living room on the floor. I came and laid across the bed, I got up, I said, no, I'm going back in the living room.
Adjusting to sleeping indoors and on a bed is a challenge Izzard says many homeless people face as they transition to stable housing. But she says there are other, bigger challenges.
I think some of our biggest pitfalls is their loss of sense of community. A lot of their friends are still on the streets and still doing things that are illegal and unhealthy. They've got a foot in each world right now.
Robert has so far resisted the temptation to invite his friends over because he knows they may be jealous and try to take advantage of him. That's why he asked that we not use his last name in our story. Ideally, Izzard says Robert would live in the same apartment complex with dozens of other formerly homeless people. They'd have 24-hour security and on-site support. That's how these programs are most successful in other cities. But officials in Charlotte are skeptical. Izzard says the pilot is meant to win them over.
This is just a big baby step in our vision of trying to get our own building that will have about 100 units for people like Robert.
With so much riding on the pilot's success, Izzard says the expectations for Robert and the others are clear.
There's no illegal activity permitted in their apartments or on the property, that they will be working towards getting themselves employed, clean, sober, moving forward.
2 weeks into this housing experiment, and Izzard says, so far, so good. Robert says he's determined not to fail.
I have to keep my head on straight, because I'm definitely granted the opportunity. I just cried. I did. I'm about to cry now. But I'm happy.
He wears the key to his new apartment around his neck, so he won't lose it. And maybe, too, as a reminder of how far he's come. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.